We generally treat acute gout in one of three ways. Most often, anti-inflammatory tablets are utilised, and these need to be given at full dose immediately that the attack starts to work most effectively. In patients who are unable to tolerate the anti-inflammatory tablets because they have problems with stomach ulcers or heart disease, for instance, then we use colchicine, which is a very ancient treatment, but again works incredibly effectively and quickly to terminate the gouty attacks. Again, it needs to be used very quickly during the acute event, so we advise patients not to wait for a few days before they start treating the episodes, but to start treating them immediately. And most patients who've experienced gout in the past can identify when an acute attack is going to start and have what we call petit attacks, so they can feel an odd sensation starting in the joint that's mainly affected. The other treatment that we use are steroids, and the most effective treatment is injecting steroid directly into the joint that's affected, but also aspirating, so drawing out the inflammatory material from the joint to physically remove it. Steroids, again, in patients who can't tolerate colchicine or the anti-inflammatories, can be given orally and also by injection into a muscle as well if needed. Colchicine's a medication that's been used for a long time in the treatment of gout, and when you look back through records going back to Hippocrates, there are early literature records using it. We think it works in a couple of different ways. One of the ways is it's a very potent anti-inflammatory, and the way that its mechanism of action works is by reducing neutrophil migration and therefore blocking the inflammatory cascade. So within the body, there are various different types of white cells, one of which is called the neutrophil. And the neutrophil is a very pro-inflammatory white cell, and in times of infection or inflammation, neutrophils migrate to that area. And if we lance a boil and get pus out, pus essentially are lots of dead neutrophils. And we know that colchicine works by preventing neutrophil migration and therefore acting as a very potent anti-inflammatory. We use it in other rheumatic conditions that are quite rare, such as Behçet's disease and familial Mediterranean fever. And these conditions also have a very strong inflammatory component to them. Colchicine is generally a very safe drug if used in small doses. Certainly back in the 1970s and early 80s, it was used in much bigger doses, and an intravenous form was available, which caused lots of problems with arrhythmias, which means that the patient's heart rate is altered, and there were some deaths attributed to that. And therefore, we never use the intravenous form now. We know if we use too much that it's very likely to cause the patients to have diarrhea, and therefore we generally use small doses, so maximum of 4 tablets a day in patients with normal renal function. If patients' renal function, that means their kidneys aren't working effectively, is poor, then we would need to reduce the dose, because the drug is excreted through the kidneys. If the kidneys aren't functioning absolutely perfectly, then we need to adjust the dose. In patients who overdose on colchicine for reasons that are out of normal medical prescribing, then we know that it can affect the nerves and the muscles and cause what we call a neuromyotoxic effect and damage the nerves, so patients may never get recovery of the nerves or the muscles effectively. So although it's generally a fairly innocuous treatment if used well and in small doses. If abused, it can cause all manner of very unpleasant side effects and potentially death. Colchicine is used only for acute episodes of gout, and it does not lower the uric acid levels and therefore cannot be used as a long-term treatment. In patients who have persisting gouty arthritis, we use urate-lowering drugs. The most common one that we use is called allopurinol, and that works by essentially stopping the formation of uric acid from the step above in the purine pathway. So it stops at xanthine, and allopurinol is a xanthine oxidase inhibitor, and therefore we never get to producing uric acid in that pathway, and therefore it lowers the amount of uric acid in the body. Some of the other treatments that we use less commonly are called the uricosuric agents, and they essentially work by trying to push the urate out through the kidney more effectively. Examples of those are sulfinpyrazone and probenecid. Both of those medicines are actually very difficult to find now because they have gone off patent a long time ago, are very cheap, and therefore do not make a lot of money for the manufacturers. And many of the manufacturers have stopped making them. So they're very difficult to source. One of the treatments that I use not uncommonly is called benzbromarone, which isn't licensed for use in the UK. It's manufactured in Germany, and in order to use it, patients have to see me in the hospital, and we have to write to the government to allow the drug to be brought into the country. But it's a very cheap, safe and effective treatment if monitored accurately. Occasionally it can affect the liver, and therefore we need to make sure patients have regular liver tests whilst they're taking it. Colchicine's a very old medication that's been around for decades now, and we haven't found anything better than it to supersede it as yet. It works extremely effectively in the management of gout, and actually now that we understand the mechanism of action of it better, we're finding more applications for its use in some of the very rare highly inflammatory conditions such as Behçet's syndrome and familial Mediterranean fever. So at present day, I can't see that we won't be using it in the next 10, 20, 30 years in the same way that we're using it at the moment. Although this is something that I haven't personally been involved in, I am aware that colchicine more recently is being used in the study of treatment of certain types of cancers. One of the other ways that it works is by reducing mitotic reproduction of cells. And again, this is because we recognise and understand its mechanism of action in reducing mitotic turnover and therefore regulation of cell death. And this will have an application in patients with cancers to try and stop cancerous cells from reproducing and replicating themselves. I think this sort of work is in its very early phases yet, and I'm not familiar with any outcomes from that very early research, but I think it's a very interesting area to watch for the future. I have found that many of my patients who have been bedbound because of the acute pain and swelling of their lower limb joint, within 24 hours of commencing colchicine, have been able to get out of bed and walk on the affected joint. And one gentleman described it to me as Lazarus rising from the dead. On a professional level, I think gout, and acute gout particularly, is an incredibly rewarding thing to treat because you see patients getting better very quickly, and they're incredibly grateful to you for that as well.